Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Down the block, Andrew Johnson. Inside for Elba. Elba will score. Elba will score. Newcastle has won.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. Going to give our preview for tonight's game. We have got the Canberra Raiders taking on the West Tigers. Of course, it is a shortened bye round, so we've got three teams on the bye, so we do not have a Thursday night game, obviously off the back of State of Origin, and only one Friday night game. So it means that we'll have seven games this weekend. One game on Friday night, the late game, 8 p.m, Tigers taking on the Raiders. Super Saturday will feature three games as per usual, but then Sunday will also feature three games. So it's going to be a pretty jam-packed weekend. We get a little bit of a chilled out Friday night, but then we are all full throttle for the next 2 days, 3 days on Saturday and Sunday. How bloody good. But let's get stuck into this game tonight. And I'll be honest with you, I cannot believe how excited I am for this one, considering the two teams and whatnot. A few weeks ago, I would have thought this would have been a huge snooze fest. But wow. The Canberra Raiders, I think they've won six of their last seven, it might be, something along those lines. They've been in incredible form, and the Tigers, they have just absolutely resurrected themselves out of nowhere. They looked destined for a wooden spoon a couple of weeks ago, but they've started to pull it together. Obviously, a replay of the 1989 grand final, one of the great grand finals of all time, to be fair. That was the Balmain Tigers, not the West Tigers, but a bit of history in this one. So really looking forward to this game coming here from Campbelltown Sports Stadium. Underrated ground out there. The Tigers love getting out there. Let's have a look at their team for tonight's game. Jareem Buller, what a season he is having. He has been so impressive at fullback for the West Tigers, one of the very few Supercoach Classic players I have this weekend, so hopefully he goes big. David Nofaluma and Junior Tupu on the wing. Stafford Toa coming off the game of his career a few weeks ago against the Cowboys. And Tommy Talau is your other center. Brandon Wakeham and Luke Brooks are the halves. Stefano in the front row with David Clemmer. Abisai Kurosawa is backing up from State of Origin. Very keen to see how many minutes he plays. Isaiah Papali'i and Johnny Bateman in the back row with Fanua Bowl in jersey 13. Their bench, Jake Simkin, Alex Seafarth, Alex Twell, Asu Kapoa. I will say this about their extended. You've obviously got Brent Naden there, but you've also got Talon De Silva, who I mentioned on Beers and Break Evens this week. I actually got myself completely pretzeled and fucked it up. He's not a fullback. He's actually a hooker. So that makes it very, very interesting. Obviously, Appy is backing up from Origin here, and I do think he will back up, but I wonder if Talon potentially comes into calculations there. A very, very talented young nine. I don't know where I got it mixed up the other day. He was a fullback, but a very, very talented young nine that, you know, the Tigers, if they keep all these guys there to be able to build around, you know, if he does become a gun hooker, they've already got the gun fullback. Things are looking up in Tiger Town, so very, very exciting. Hopefully they can just pull it all together. For the Canberra Raiders, Seb Chris. He obviously had an injury last week, and he was named for this game originally. He has since pulled out of this one, Seb Chris. So lining up at fullback as named is Harley Smith-Shields, but it should be noted that Xavier Savage has been named on the extended bench. So just a situation to watch there. If Xavier doesn't come in this game, some big, big question marks around his future in the nation's capital, in my opinion. Nick Kotrick on one wing, Jordan Rupiner on the other. Matty Timoko in the centres with Albert Hopper Popawate, who shifts in from the wing to centre. I like the move for him. Jack Whiten at 5'8", Jamal Fogarty in jersey 7. Up front, Josh Papali'i and Basami Solo. Hasn't Solo been a nice little get from the Newcastle Knights? And Zachy Wolford in jersey 9. Hudson Young backing up from Origin on one edge. Corey Horsburgh coming off a cracking game last week on the other edge. And Joey Tappanay, another one who had a huge game last week in jersey 13. The Raiders bench, Tommy Starling, Emre Guler, Matty Frawley and Atta Moriota. Very interesting. They've got Frawley there and Tom Starling. Interesting bench makeup there. They're extended, as we said, Xavier Savage sitting there with Peter Holler. So keep an eye on that. I think tonight will be very telling an hour before kickoff what happens with Xavier Savage, because if Seb Chris is out and he is still not the fullback after a couple of weeks in reserve grade, I think that is potentially saying a lot about his future in Canberra. Where's this game going to be won and lost? Look, I'll be honest with you. The one thing I am so excited about is seeing Jonny Bateman going up against the Canberra Raiders. Absolutely love it. I will be taking him for an anytime try scorer in this game. He'll be keen as all hell to give it to Ricky Stewart and the Raiders, and I think there'll be a lot of love out there on the field, but when the siren goes, Jonny Bateman will be looking to rip and tear heads off. So really looking forward to that. I just love watching this fullback buller. I probably slept on him as a junior. I probably wasn't as aware how good he is, to be completely honest with you guys. Hadn't really seen much of him, and I'm very disappointed that I hadn't, because, fuck, I think it's so evident to tell just by some of his touches and just his balance in general. You can just see his awareness. He just ticks so many boxes, Buller, and I think he's going to be a very, very talented kid in the future. Hopefully, the Tigers are able to hold on to him. Stefano. He's a guy that I think, you know, he could play his way into an Origin debut in Game 2. I personally don't think they will go with Tevita Pango Jr. in Game 2. God knows what Freddie's going to do, though, to be fair. But I wouldn't be running with TPJ in Game 2, and I think his interchange has sort of showed that in Game 1. So there is an opportunity there. So Freddie's got a choice. Does he go with a Daniel Saifidi, a Dale Finucane, someone that has been there and done the job before?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Or does he potentially look to the future? Stefano was in camp all last week, or the last 10 days or so before Origin 1. So interesting times there. Keen to see Appy back up from Origin. Very keen to see how many minutes he plays and whatnot. The other night would have taken a lot out of him. But yeah, Jonny Bateman, he's the one that I am very, very excited to watch. Isaiah Papali'i is another guy that Timmy Williams, our good mate, the Paddle Pop Lion, he was spruking him this week as a potential buy-in super coach. A nice little pod there. And with the Tigers starting to play good footy, I can understand where Tim's coming from, despite all the shit I gave him live there. But yeah, the Canberra Raiders, for them, obviously Seb Chris out. So as I said, Xavier Savage, he's a big, big watch for me. I'm excited to see Albert Hopewate move into the centres. I've been so impressed with him this year. I just love him as a footballer, Hopper. It's taken a long time, but now that he's made it, God, he's impressive. And I think he re-signed with the Raiders the other day. I think he's in for a big couple of years. Hudson Young, though, he obviously came on in the Origin Arena on the weekend. He started that game on the weekend on Wednesday night, started really well, then errors and everything crept into his game, and unfortunately, Brad Fittler does what Brad Fittler does best. I think he got a little bit spooked by Hudson and TPJ, but these are the sort of footballers they are. You know, they're going to be a little bit rocks and diamonds. You know, it's going to be a bit of a mystery at times. I just wish that Freddie would have backed them in a little bit longer. As much as I wouldn't have picked TPJ, I mean, sorry, Freddie, did it shock you when he threw an offload that wasn't on? He's always had that in his game. It's no secret. It shouldn't have shocked you. I would have liked to have seen him back those guys in a little bit more, and I do think Hudson will still have a successful Origin career. That is my prediction. I know a lot of people want to jump down his throat and give him shit at the moment, but I'm going to back Hudson in. I think he's got what it takes. I think that maybe the moment got to him a little bit the other night, but I really do hope that Freddie backs him in for Game 2, and I think he'll be in for a big game here. Hudson Young. Corey Horsburgh as well, playing on the edge once again. I think he is more of a middle, but fuck, he gave it a good fist last week. He looked tremendous, Corey Horsbrough. So another guy that obviously he would have seen Tommy Gilbert go down the other day in Origin. And look, I think Felice Kaufusi comes straight in there. But Corey Horsbrough is just another forward that will be putting his hand up for the Queensland Maroons. And I think he will play over the next couple of years. So plenty to watch with the Canberra Raiders. I'm also keen to see how they use Matty Frawley. It's an interesting selection on the bench. I'm not quite sure where he fits in considering they've already got Tom Starling. But yeah, an interesting one there. I'm keen to see how Freddie does utilise Matty Frawley, who I personally think is a very, very underrated footballer. I really like Frawley. He's not a superstar, but he'll just do a job for you every single time. And I think there's a lot of teams out there that could do much worse than to have a Matt Frawley in their system. All right, when I'm looking at the betting markets tonight, West Tigers, $2.05, Canberra, $1.77. I think there's value in both of these teams, to be honest with you. The West Tigers' form has been really impressive the last few weeks. Defensively, they've been really good. But as have the Canberra Raiders. And I look at the Raiders, I go, $1.77 against the Tigers. Geez, that's nice. And I look at the Tigers and go, geez, their form recently at Campbelltown. If it was in Canberra, I'd be all over the Raiders. But yeah, I think there's value in both sides here. I'm really not sure which way this one's going to go. I guess I just don't trust that we are going to get the same West Tigers side we've got the last few weeks. I probably want to see another 2 to 3 weeks of consistent footy from them for me to go, okay, they legitimately have turned the corner. I can trust them on any given week. But really looking forward to this game. I think it's going to be good fun. I reckon it will be a close game. I really like the either team 1 to 12, which I think there's some nice little value there. I'm pretty confident it plays out that way. Either team 1 to 12 would be my little get on there. I'm actually just trying to find that market to see what it's paying. I'm struggling to find it as it stands right now. Either team by 6 or less is $2.75, so that's not bad value there. Either team by 6 points or less, I do not mind that at all. I would be more than happy to take that at $2.75. I just feel like it is going to be a close one. You can get the either team under 8.5 at $2 as well, so not bad value there. But for me, when I'm looking at anytime try scorers, as I said, Jonny Bateman, he's the one I have to take here, $4.10. Really, really like him tonight. I think he'll just be up for this one. He'll be so keen to take on the green machine, and I cannot wait to sit back and watch it. So Jonny Bateman at $4.10, do not mind that value. The other one I don't mind is Stafford Toe. Obviously had a huge game a couple of weeks ago against Val Holmes. I'm hoping he took a lot of confidence from that. Considering the form he was in there, to get $3.25 for him, I just think that's too good. So I'd be happy to swallow that up. Buller also at $3.05. I think that is overs for him too. So Buller, Stafford Toe, Jonny Bateman, the guys I am looking at. I just think Buller and Stafford Toe, considering their form and how the Tigers are going, and if they do show up and play that way, I think there's value there in those guys. When I look over here at the Canberra Raiders, very short. I'd love to get on Hudson Young for a try here, but geez, $2.55 is very, very short. But I do think he's going to have a big bounce back from that Origin loss and from the disappointment of how he was used by the New South Wales coach, Brad Fittler. But I think $2.55 is just a little bit too short for me. On the other hand, Albert Hopewate, who I absolutely love, $2.65. I think he'll be playing on that left side outside Jack Whiten. Hudson Young, he's got a good offload out there. I think opportunities will present itself there. And Hopewate, he's a known try scorer, scored 3 in his last game. I think $2.65 for Albert Hopewate is nice little value. No one else jumping out at me, if I'm being completely honest with you. But the last one I'd probably have a little lash at, Joe Tapanay, he's almost at $8, $7.70. He is at the moment. No, this is just a vibe one for me. I've got him in Supercoach, so I'm probably just going to back him in there. But yeah, I think Albert Hopewate, $2.65, Stafford Toa, $3.25 I like. And Jonny Bateman, call it an omen bet, whatever you want to call it. I just think against the Canberra Raiders, he'll be up for a big one here, and I'll be very keen to cross the stripe. Enjoy your footy tonight, guys. Just the one game coming your way. Super Saturday, we've got 3 games coming your way, and then Sunday, another 3. So it's going to be a cracker weekend off the back of Origin 1.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.